This is HPR episode 2153 entitled, Splitting a Block of Beeswax. It is hosted by Brian, and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is, I need to split a block of beeswax.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Once again, I have something that I need to do. I'm going to do the John Culp style, talk you guys through it. I enjoy Jezra's Fixing a Plastic Boat. So I always think about it when I do this because I got myself a heat gun for my project instead of what I'm doing is cutting a big block of beeswax. Went down to get a friend of mine. Bucket, a 5-gallon bucket of raw honey from one of the local beekeepers. So while I was there, I got myself a big old jar of honey myself. He was getting some beeswax. Beekeeper says, well, I do have a block. I don't know what it weighs. Let's see. And he weighs it, and it's 8 pounds of beeswax. A friend of mine has only got $20 on him. Extra, so in addition to buying the honey, I had just bought my honey from him, left me with $7 in my pocket. So when he weighs it out, he's like, oh, well, I'm gonna have to chip a bunch of wax off of this. And I said, well, what do you want for the whole block? And he wanted $28. He had 20, I had 7. He took all our money for our honey and wax, so. End up with the whole block. He says it weighs 8 pounds. I believe him, he had a really cool old scale. It's been sitting there for a bit, and I just haven't gotten around to quartering it. Because he put in his $20. I put in my $7. So what I got here is a turntable. Me growing up, and the folks around me called a Lazy Susan. It's on some dry bearing, so I use it for clay, and I leave it out in the rain. So, whoops, there's my knife falling on the floor. I've also got a big old knife, kitchen knife, that is fairly cheap, not so sharp, but will work great for our purposes. I got my heat gun. I'm going to heat this knife, and I'm going to press it through this wax, and I assume that it's going to take me multiple heatings to slice through this wax. So the first thing I'm going to do is put aside my knife and my heat. And then I got a spool of twine here. Some thin cotton, sturdy. And I'm going to begin by marking a half in the top with it still on my spool because I really don't know what this is going to take. I'm bad at guessing. So maybe I should just take a few feet off of this. Grab my knife, see if it's sharp enough to cut my twine, and it is. Just not so sharp for slicing a steak or getting through the good skin of a hearty vegetable or something. Alright, so I got my top pretty much halved. I'm going to flip it upside down. I got a piece of Hearty Backer, which is a brand name, which is concrete board, backer board for tiles. And it's awesome for doing clay because it soaks up the moisture and it's sturdy. It doesn't deform when it soaks up the moisture. It can even take a little bit of heat. But I just happened to have it out because I was doing a clay project. I threw a piece of brown paper over it so I don't get wax all over my clay board. And now I got this string upside down going across the bottom of my thing, which is really the top of my thing because it was cast in a bucket. And now what I want to do is I want to mark half on the bottom. Marking the way I'm doing this is I'm placing my string on the corners of the wax block where I am just eyeing half. So, and then I'm pulling it tight, and I did this on up too. And by pulling it tight, it sticks into the wax. So now I've got my corners marked on the top and the bottom, and I'm going to take the handle of my knife, and I'm going to press the string into the side of just on the back corner handle, just so I get a solid line all the way down this side that I can follow when I go to slice it. And really, I only have to make my half line here, and then I'll make my half line again once I have a half, so that he gets a solid half with no marks, and I get a solid quarter with no marks. He also gets that other quarter. So, almost got my string. My string is now pressed into both sides, and that's really all that I need. So, it's incredible. I'm looking at the bottom, and it's just loaded with propolis. I really, keeper had a facility to process his propolis also. It's so good for you, medicine. But he has, I was speaking with someone the other day, that he's a very good example of someone whose operation is super efficient. His workflow has been tailored to accommodate him collecting honey. So he works from his house. He's got a two-car garage with his big old honey spinner drippers and slicers and everything there. But it's all geared towards making honey. None of it's geared towards harvesting any of the other products that come along with beekeeping. It would be real difficult for him to bring someone else in too. Now, I would love for him to get his propolis, but when I even go there to get the honey, he's like, oh yeah, there's some blobs over there, and there's some blobs over there, and you can just take it, but it would be a whole separate operation. His operation is gathering honey, and it works well for him that way. So, got my beeswax flipped over. I got my lines in the side from my string. I'm about to plug in my heat gun. This is the fun part, because now, it actually sounds like something's happening because I get to use a big old frickin' heat gun. Heat gun's basically a high-powered hairdryer that goes super hot and blows. So, I hope this works well. And first, actually, I'm looking at my workspace, and because I'm so incredibly not paying attention, I just realized that if I do it like this, I won't have anywhere to set my hand. So I'm going to bring half of my hardy backer off of the block. I'm going to hold my knife up against this, and I'm going to grab myself a towel, because a towel is about as good as I'm going to get here on the floor of my kitchen. Okay, ready to go. Got my towel, got my heat gun, got my knife. So, I will grab my knife. I do have a decent wooden handle on this knife, so I'm expecting the center of it where the tang of the blade comes down to get warm, but not the knife itself. Here we go. Step number one. On knife. Heat gun's cold because I haven't run it yet. We're gonna see how well this works. It is beeswax, so I really shouldn't need an incredibly hot knife. We're just gonna kind of gauge a little bit. I'm running my heat gun all the way up the side. Flip my knife over, run it all the way up the side. Trying to get it, just the edge of it, really. I don't want the whole blade because most likely this thing is going to wobble when I go to chop it. And heat gun's off. Set that down on my tiles. Grab my knife. Line up my marks. And first press go. Well, I didn't let my knife quite get hot enough, but okay, it starts working. Here we go. Heat comes on my knife. I think I'm going to leave it here for a second, let the heat gun really warm up. I'm sure whoever was listening is familiar with heat guns, but it's just saying, that ain't fucking long enough to get his knife hot with the crappy little fucking heat gun. This heat gun, until yesterday, really, wasn't even operating. Yesterday, I decided that I was going to try to build myself my water filter prototype out of... Oh, shoot, I just got wax in my board. Well, that doesn't matter. I can deal with that. It's just a scrap board anyway. So I built myself a water filter I busted out the clay that I built from a good recipe from the Potters for Peace guys. And the clay was a little too wet, so I just smushed it into a bucket and decided that I was going to use my heat gun to try to cure it on the way up so I didn't have to roll a slab with my clay. I could just utilize whatever it was that I wanted to utilize. So here we go. Step number two, press into the clay. Or into the wax, of course it's clay to me. And it seems to be melting okay. This is such a large piece of wax. It's gonna take a whole bunch to get warm. It's still moving, so I'm gonna keep going a little bit. I haven't quite gotten to the with my blade yet. You guys needed an example. I'm gonna flip this heat gun back on, keep blabbering away. There's the heat gun. And I'm going to spin this, actually, so I can melt my wax onto my brown paper here. So I made this water filter. I pressed it. What I did is I took the soft clay that was in the bucket. Storing clay, you want to keep it in a soft state, a little softer than fully workable. If you're me, anyway, because it might be a year or two before you get to that piece of clay. This batch I made over 3 years ago. The reason I never utilized it... Oh, God, this smells so incredibly good. It smells like honey. The reason I never utilized my clay is because I'm going to have to fire it to such a low temperature that it doesn't actually burn the charcoal out of my filter. So my filter will be, hopefully, it's just a prototype, hopefully it'll have approximately half an hour or half a gallon per hour flow rate, and it will also be impregnated with activated charcoal, and that's going to be nice. So I took my clay, I put a layer of newspaper in my bucket, smushed my clay into the bucket, made sure it was thin, it was even. And because my clay was so soft, it was difficult to make sure it was even because I couldn't roll slabs, like I said. I used my heat gun. And for about 6 months, my heat gun's been broken. But I just had this feeling. And I went down and I grabbed my heat gun and it was very nice. So here I go, third pressing of the blade into the block of beeswax. And, oh yeah, nice and soft.
This section has been edited for a future HPR show. Now back to our wax.
This beeswax is definitely going to work. I'm about 3 or 4 inches down my block. I think my... episode is going to be done though, because it's basically just going to be this heat gun run-in, and I have a feeling it's going to take me a good solid 35, 40 minutes to do it properly without making a giant mess. Well, I can't let my episode end that way. It took me maybe 15 minutes. Got my wax cut. Unfortunately, I got a little overzealous on my pressure with my first split and didn't score enough all the way around. So I got some chipping. So my nice clean piece, I don't get. He gets two nice clean pieces. And because of the way things were going, I think I'm actually going to seal them together since I got my heat gun and my knife out. So it looks fucking gorgeous. There's this core in the middle of extra fluffy, just like, God, it's so... This wax is just sliced right off of the top of the honeycombs. Takes a big hot knife, slices the caps off, sticks them in a spinner, spins the honey out, and then has a drainer that he drains into afterwards, just because he has so many. They get sitting there, and there's always a little bit extra. I remember when my uncle, when I was younger, had bees with his buddies, and they'd go out, and they'd all collect their stuff, and they'd spin them out, but then they'd instantly take their drawers and stick them back in the hives. And he actually swaps the hives out before, or the slats in the drawers. So he goes, he collects the drawers, sticks a new drawer in, sticks the queen back in the middle. There's a little more to it than that, but that's basically his operation. My operation here, though, is done. And I'm going to call this a success. That I could not have asked for when picking the propolis out of my freaking honey. Or out of my... There's a significant amount of honey left in. This wax is going to be used to make salves. I'll make myself a few. Maybe that'll be another episode, seeing as I just did a double episode. I was thinking I'd just cut that out, my freaking endless babbling about freaking Clubbeak. Normally I don't talk while I do, especially don't talk about things off topic, and I kind of lose track of what I'm doing if I try to talk about something else. I mean, right now, I can talk about talking and clean my knife, and I'm doing it. But I wanted to say thanks for everybody out there, Hacker Public Radio, for the shows you've been doing. I listen to them. And I'm going to extend an invitation on the old Linux Outlaws forums. I'm a potter, as you can tell, but sent Dan and Fab some mugs, sent Jezra and Nidbill a couple mugs once upon a time. Jezra actually got the best. Man, I keep thinking about what I sent him. It's slightly squared off. Probably holds, I don't know, 11 ounces or so. But man, that was one of my favorite pieces at that point in time. Those were my student lines, but I tried to send my better ones out. If my memory serves me, Nidal got a big old monkey grip looking cup. I would like to extend the, like I said, offer that I once extended in the forums to Lost in Bronx, since he lives in my neighborhood as much as in my neighborhood could be around here, that if he ever is in Flagstaff, stop on by. He can have a pop. I got a mug sitting here. Anybody, you stop by, you find me, send me an email. I got pots. So, I think I'll leave my ramblings in, seeing as ramblings about what I'm doing. I got wax cut. I got pictures going in the computer somehow. I'm going to rescan that post on the message on the email list about attaching other files so that I can get those up there properly. But have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.